If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it would take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services or by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
The following program is wholly sponsored and produced by Stu Taylor on Business, which is responsible for its content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and or their respective companies and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of this station. It is strongly recommended that all listeners conduct their own due diligence on all companies mentioned and or seek out the advice and counsel of a financial professional. The guests on this show may pay a fee to appear on the show and are not affiliated with the show in any manner. This is Stu Taylor on Business. Now, Stu Taylor.
Hi, good day. Good day. It's Stu Taylor, and nice to have you with us. Another crazy day in Washington. And the interesting part is when you talk about Donald Trump on the way to destruction, you talk about self-destruction. Because he's done a very good job going through the process. He's done a very good job handling issue by issue. But I hate to think that the focus of this show, every single day, because that's what it's coming down to, in spite of the evil forces of the opposition, that he is his own worst enemy. And that it's so ingrained in his personality to take his business acumen and success of all these years and assume it's going to work in a politicized Washington environment. Clean the swamp. There's no doubt about it. Clean the swamp. But you can't just sit there and let these politicians grind you to pieces and then compound it with your own, the word stupid, stupid behavior in terms of how you react to other people and how you appear to be reckless in resolving situations. Now, having said all of that, at this point, regarding the FBI investigation, regarding this matchup with James Comey, who I just cannot stomach. But evidently he wants a fight, Comey, and he's going to get one. Trump hasn't committed any illegal acts. You know, Jonathan Turley and Toobin and all these great professors whom I've had so much, and a lot of them are liberals. Well, let me add Alan Dershowitz as well. These are the three most outspoken attorneys, and they all agree that there hasn't been a crime committed. And yet it's in special prosecutor and investigation after investigation, and don't let the Russian things go. It's going on for 10 months, but that's okay. We're not going to let it go, and there's no reason to continue the investigation. And I just, you know, I'd like to know, but I'm like everybody else out there. I don't know what makes Donald Trump tick. I sit here, I'm sure, with the vanity and the ego that a lot of people out there have. And I think, boy, I know what to do in this situation and how to diplomatically handle it. Life doesn't work that way. It's like taking a situation and thinking how you can resolve all ills until it hits home. It's like taking a situation Like the one with Kim is the most dramatic one, but it's also the top one. I'll expand this to the Ayatollah, and I'll expand it to Putin. I'll expand it to Assad and many, many others. You think if you sit down and have a legitimate difference of opinions, you can resolve all problems. I mean, I feel the same way. You know, I'm sitting here thinking, send me to North Korea. I mean, it worked with Dennis Rodman, didn't it? I know I'm smarter than Dennis Rodman. Send me to, I may have to say Iran, because, not Iran, because I don't think anything's going to work there. Send me to Russia, and I'll come back with a great story, except Putin won't live up to anything he says. But negotiation with these people is a necessity because of the nuclear threat facing us. And Trump may be the greatest negotiator of all time. Can't seem to figure this out. It's because he's taking what's worked in business for 70 years. Now, I want to be reasonable about this. He's taken what's worked for 70 years, and he's trying to apply it to the murkiest swamp anywhere, and that's Washington, D.C. I've been there. I've been at the White House. I've been at the Capitol building. I've spoken with many congressmen, many senators. It's not that I come in here with zero experience, but I've seen how this swamp runs and how it works. And I don't think there's a man alive who could come in here and solve it on his own without saying, look, you know, I'll give you this if you give me that. Take a dramatic difference. I've met Dennis Kucinich. what a kook. But Dennis Kucinich, when it came down to the health care bill, was a deciding vote. And Barack Obama very wisely took him on his plane. By the time he got off the plane, he was on their side. And the irony of the statement I just made is that Barack Obama and Donald Trump are not from the same fabric whatsoever. They're almost complete opposites. But everybody has an asset that somebody else doesn't have. And I'm concerned about the assets that Trump has, and even more importantly, the assets that he doesn't have. And it's a little bit frightening at this point in because, and I'm reflecting very slowly here because very few things shock me. But I'm so disappointed in his inability to understand how Washington works, and you can't come out with your fists slugging away at every issue. You just can't do it. Whether it's having a moderate relationship with Paul Ryan, and I don't know what goes on behind the scenes, or in the extreme case, and I'm not sure that I concur with this, because Chuck Schumer is just an impossible, terrible person. I mean, that's an extreme situation. But it's also symptomatic of what's going on in Washington. And Trump can't leave all his players and just clean slate like he's done in business. It's not going to work. And the other thing I think Donald Trump is unaware of, I mean, he must be, is that the very people you need, and he was a Democrat for years, the very people you need will not be there to support you if you lambast them, if you insult them, if you seek revenge. That doesn't mean he shouldn't replace his cabinet. I don't know, because I haven't been in the inside in Washington, I don't know why this problem of leaking cannot be resolved. And you can point your finger at a lot of people. I just don't know. But when you talk of dismissal of a lot of your staff, even though the policies are working in many cases, It's not working with the staff, and you can't have all of this infighting and try to solve all of these issues that are going on. Take a look with all the problems we're having all around the world. Look what we're focused on. Transgender bathrooms. Women's rights, which is absurd. Trump is highly in favor of that. All of these issues, I mean, why even go through them? This is where our focus is. School lunches is one. I mean, it's important, but there are many important things. But my father always taught me when I went into business, and he used to keep me company, "Dad, I miss you like crazy." And he said, "Stu, the first thing you do is you put the money in the bank when you get it, and then do everything else." You know, it was kind of an old-fashioned time. Then put the money in the bank, and then go out and do everything. And that's how I try to run things, by doing the most important things first. And I don't know what's going on at the White House, but I have to say, I'm greatly disillusioned. I'm not one of these people who's going to come on here. Somebody just handed me something. Excuse me. I'm not one of these people who's going to come on here and try to schmooze things over.
Worldwide demand is making coconuts one of the highest-yielding cash crops available today. Coca-Cola, Pepsi, and many high-net-worth individuals have invested billions of dollars into coconuts for strong growth and solid long-term income. Yields could be as high as 18% or more per year. Capital appreciation and exceptional income for up to 60 long years would be an absolutely brilliant investment to pass on to future generations. Diversify wisely with direct ownership of fully managed coconuts on prime farmland close to the beautiful Costa Rican border. For more information, qualified accredited investors should go to profitsincoconuts.com or phone 855-888-6288. That's 855-888-6288. This announcement does not constitute an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offer made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288 or visit profitsincoconuts.com. Profitsincoconuts.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak to a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-506-0320. That's 800-506-0320.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
Biz Talk Radio.
The Legal Exchange, Saturdays 1 to 2 p.m., a.m. 1120, WBNW.
Hi, this is Peter Schweitzer, author of Clinton Cash, and I was just on the radio with Stu Taylor, one of the best talk show hosts in America.
Darling, you sent me, I know you sent me, darling, you sent me, honest you do.
All right, we're here for segment two, and joining us for a little bit of a change of pace before we venture into our monthly relationship with Blue Prairie Group and talk about the stock market today. Joining us is Kenneth B. Roller, R-O-L-L-E-R. He's the author of Life Through the Poetic Eyes of a Jockey. And the book is published by Fulton Books. You can go to fultonbooks.com, amazon.com, barnesandnoble.com. Welcome to the show, Kenneth, and I'm quite certain that your life has not been boring. What an exciting life. What's the book about? It contains everything, as you say, love, heartache, humor. Why did you write the book? What's it about?
Well, it's about bunk ride. It's about life as a jockey. It's 27 years of my life as a jockey. The reason I wrote the book, I was at one of the hardest parts of my life, and I got on my knees and asked God for help, and he put a pen and paper in my hand, and that's the first poem of the book. And from then on, it just kept coming out of my head, and God give me a way to face all my problems by putting it down on paper. And this started 27 years ago. Well, half my life is in this book. And it's hard to explain what it's got. It's got everything in it that's happened to me in 27 years. So.
I assume you retired now.
Yeah, retirement and disability with jockeys comes about the same time. So
yeah, I was going to ask you that. Probably a lot of physical discomfort in your life. Was it worth it?
I wouldn't give nothing else. It's the greatest. To be a jockey is just great.
How many races did you win in your career?
I win about 1,000. Through the years, but I was second in the standings here at Reynosa Downs, New Mexico, three times, and second at Albuquerque twice. So I was real close to getting the belt buckle for leading rider at a lot of tracks, but I kept the leading riders honest. I made them ride hard.
Yeah, well, I mean, it sounds fascinating to me. We're fascinated with horses, with jockeys, life, what kind of a person engages in this. Why did you write this in poetry?
It's a gift from God. It came out of my head that way. My mom doesn't like poetry, and so I haven't had no support from her at all. But if I would have chose to write, it wouldn't be in poetry. So it's a gift from God. I can still write that way today. It just comes out that way, and I thank God for it. I never studied to write. I never read poetry. I don't, it's like I say, it saved my life, and I'm hoping it'll help bring hope to, you know, disabled jockeys out there that they're not done. God helps me, he can help you, and all disabled people, don't give up. And it might not be something you thought you could do, because I never knew I could write. And so far,
are you disabled now?
Well, I can't work. If I work very long, I hurt. So yeah,
I'm on. Right. Well, listen, you do the best you can do. What message or messages would you like people to take away from this book, Kenneth?
Hope. God is right there, and he's all the way through the book, but just hope. I've had several people that's read it that told me they got hope from my book, and I believe that. Just don't give up, and let's say God has given me everything and took care of me this long, and this book has lasted through 3 marriages, and it's traveled more miles through the years from track to track, and I know God wants it out there, and I think it'll help a lot of people.
Love hearing your story. I want to thank you for sharing it with us. It's Life Through the Poetic Eyes of a Jockey, Kenneth Rolla, and it's published by Fulton Books. Thank you so much. Appreciate having you on.
Thank you, sir.
All right, back to the comments that I have been making here, and I think this is really important because, if anything, all of these three outstanding attorneys, Alan Dershowitz, and Tubin, and Jeffrey Tubin, and the third one jumped out of my head, have all pretty much agreed that there isn't anything here that's prosecutable. And you know what it's doing? Because of these self-serving left-wing SOBs, it's holding this country back. We can't get the important things done that we want to get. Now, I don't know what happened in the Oval Office. You don't know what happened when Trump dismissed everyone and had that conversation with Comey about abandoning his conversation. There are a lot of things within the confines of law that are legal for the President of the United States, not for us. I'm not coming on here to play lawyer, except to say nobody has been able to put their hand on anything. And as I've been saying here for several days, more and more, this is becoming a vendetta that has to stop. Because we're now engaged in an internal war, not like the civil war we had back in the 1860s. We're engaged in a different kind of civil war. And it's one that could have long-term consequences that are far more ruinous than what you're seeing now. Trump has got to be free to function and do what he has to do. Nobody's giving him any time at all to do what the pressure is on. And he can't even select the rest of the people in his staff, or he has to replace them. I don't know what the outcome of this is going to be, just like anybody else. But we do know that, and you can sense the joy that I had in punishing the opposition, as opposed to the uneasiness that I have right now. Because Trump isn't winning all of these battles. And he's got to get back on the job and stay away from the tweets, stay away from the personal attacks, and stay away from going after people you've already engaged with on. Am I frustrated? Yeah, I'm frustrated. All right, we're going to come back and... joining us, as he does every month, happy to have on Gary Silverman, Blue Prairie Group.
Have you heard about Biz TV? Biz TV is the home for America's entrepreneurs, small businesses, and those who want to succeed in life. It's the first national television network committed to airing original, high-quality, educational, and inspirational programming about real business people. Small businesses drive America forward, generating 64% of all new jobs in the last decade. With over 30 million small businesses in the U.S., shouldn't you be watching Biz TV? With the right kind of ideas, motivation, and education to help fuel the next generation of business owners, Biz TV is the network you should be watching. Success stories, new ideas turned into businesses, programs full of sales tips, goal setting, how to manage, how to raise capital, and improving work-life balance. BizTV is for those who want to succeed. Visit BizTV.com and call your satellite or cable service provider to request BizTV.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
This is a commercial message.
If you're suffering from pain, especially back pain or knee pain, you can get relief with a back or knee brace at little to no cost to you. We are Complete Healthcare Services, and we have access to the nation's premier suppliers of high-end braces and pharmacy services. We can also evaluate your pain to get a clearer picture of your insurance coverage for free. Complete Healthcare Services can help you determine the safe and right medication for your pain. Call Complete Healthcare Services now and let us help you become pain-free so you can be active again. Experienced agents are available to help you day or night, and there are no age restrictions. Everything may be covered by your insurance, including Medicare plans, so there is little to no cost to you.
Call now and get free shipping. Plus, we'll include a set of heavy resistance bands to help improve your flexibility and endurance. Call 800-550-9851. 800-550-9851. 800-550-9851.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
National Funding Group has just released $100 million in easy access small business funding to businesses that gross at least $100,000 a year. You can have fast access up to $500,000 in new business capital in as little as 48 hours. Think about the ways you could grow your business if you had up to a $500,000 cash infusion. Call a NFG funding expert now. The process is easy. It only takes about 5 minutes. Then our management-owned lending team looks at your application for a fast approval. You can get 100% funded in about 2 days. If you need up to $500,000 in working capital to run your business and you gross at least $100,000 a year, call NFG and apply today. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. 800-296-1564. That's 800-296-1564.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stories of the Legal Exchange, Sundays 2 to 3, AM 1120, WBNW.
Hey, this is Alan Dershowitz, and boy, did I just have a treat. I spent an hour with Sue Taylor on business. We weren't talking only about business. We were talking about life and philosophy and schmoozing. What a great talk show. Now, I'm not a big fan of a lot of the talk shows that one listens to these days, but Sue Taylor really knows how to ask a question, and I really had a good time.
All right, I always look forward to my third Wednesdays of the month, and that doesn't mean I don't look forward to any of the other days, because that would be kind of a sad testimonial to make, but you know what I'm talking about. Joining us is Gary M. Silverman. He's a CFA. He's the Chief Investment Officer and Managing Partner of the very well-received wealth management group, Blue Prairie Group, located in Chicago, also with offices in Atlanta, Philadelphia, Pittsburgh, Salem, San Francisco, and Tampa. And I want to give you the website, which is blueprairiegroup.com. It's blueprairiegroup.com. Good morning, Gary. I was just saying, and I meant this in a positive sense, not a negative one. It seems like we're doing this every week. It's nice to have you back.
Well, thank you. It's nice to be back. Yeah, time certainly flies.
Well, let's take a look at the economy, other than what you see on Bloomberg, on CNBC, et cetera. In terms of the public having a reaction, and what we look at is mass coverage. I mean, there's no mass coverage unless we start getting triple-digit increases and decreases. Considering what's going on, there's a lot of turmoil. Economy's been pretty steady, hasn't it?
Exactly. It's really a fascinating thing, especially in this like heightened political rhetoric, and everyone seems to be screeching louder and louder at one another. And the economy is just sort of chugging along, almost oblivious to everything else that's going on. It's a slow grow economy for sure, but it's been steady. It's just like a diesel engine. It's not going to win any races, but boy, that thing just keeps going.
So well, after the huge increase of several thousand in the market, I think that should be really comforting to a lot of people, because, you know, what goes up generally comes down, and it goes down much faster. I'll ask you a question I shouldn't even bother to ask, because I don't know who has the answer to it. Where do you think we're going? Do you think we've got more legs here? And if so, why?
I do. I think that both the economy and the market are still reasonably well positioned. The leading economic indicators are all looking good. There's really no negative signs creeping into the economy. There's a lot of untapped powder. We've been in a bear market for corporate capital spending for years. And as soon as they start to feel, the corporations start to feel that it's kind of safe to reinvest, be a lot of money flowing back into the sort of corporate industrial side of things. That's going to be a huge help. Right now, the market's sort of been moving forward on the backs of consumers, which are the largest part of the economy. But once the corporations start reinvesting, that's going to be huge. If the government gets its act together and does infrastructure spending, that could be huge. Tax relief can be huge. The continued regulatory reform that's already been started, you know, whatever you think about the particular regulations, the reforms have been good for business. So all that suggests that there's still some pretty good tailwinds on the economy. From a market perspective, we also think that, you know, earnings drive the market. Earnings have been in a sort of recession, so to speak. I'm using that word loosely for the last couple of years. But they're starting to rebound. They were up about 13.5% so far in the first quarter. 93% of companies have reported, which is great. It's the best quarterly increase in earnings since 2011. So if earnings keep growing, then the market keep moving higher without it becoming too expensive. particularly if interest rates stay low, because that's a very important thing when you look
at it. Yeah, but I want to ask you, those interest rates by Janet Yellen, and I'm not a friend or a foe, it looks like they're small incremental quarter point increases, and they appear to be built in to the market already, which isn't causing any turmoil. Do you see it that way?
Absolutely. It's spot on, Stu, and I think it's a great thing. So, I mean, I'm not a personal friend of Ms. Yellen's, but we are definitely supporters of the way they've been handling this this transition back to trying to get back to normalcy. Very slow, very measured, very well telegraphed, and unlike in the two prior Fed administrations, so to speak, Yellen does what she says. So she's been telegraphing and then actually doing it, not changing her mind and giving a bunch of reasons for it. So it is priced into the market, but that's actually a good thing. And we need to get up off the bottom. A little bit of inflation, a little bit of sort of increase in the short-term interest rate is a good thing. Savers will have more money in their pockets. Retirees will have more money. Yeah, I mean, bravo, Janet. She's, I think, doing a great job. And, yeah, the market knows what's happening, and market hates uncertainty, so it loves knowing what's happening.
Well, you know, there are a lot of favorable things here, and I just have a gut sense. I'm not in the financial planning business, or I'm not an economist. But as we move along in this economy, and we start to see growth, a lot of it generated through states, and the implementation of a massive tax cuts, both for individuals to the middle class. And for corporations, down to 35 is as low as 15%. I mean, I'm sitting here and saying, why won't this work? It'll also end up reducing our deficit, although we may have a deficit increase to begin with. But these are some of the tricks of Washington, Gary, where they may increase the deficit and then lower it. It's like selling a suit for $400, raising the price to $600, and then bringing it down to $500 and saying they've cut deficits. I think we're on our way to a much stronger GDP. I'm looking hopefully at 3%. Anything over that would be great. And lots and lots of improvement on the job front. You don't hear about this because the left-wing media doesn't want you to know.
Yeah, you start, I don't know, I'm sort of at a loss, Stu, because I agree with you. You start off by talking about, hey, with all these tax rate changes, you know, what's not to like? And what's not to like is your party isn't the one who said it, and so you can't like it. That's the environment we're in. It doesn't matter what it is. It's if the other guys or gals have said it, you have to be against it. And it's going to make it very hard to find a middle ground. And my fear, of course, is we're going to end up with the worst of all possible worlds, where we have the increased deficit short term and we don't realize the benefits of the economic growth that should be unleashed from this. Because of other, you know, they don't allow it to do its full thing, and you know, that would not be good.
I mean, a typical example of the far left, and it just always pops in my mind, is about a year ago, I can remember where I was driving, and the word came out on the news that increasing the unemployment rates and extending it is going to stimulate the economy. Pardon me, anybody out there, but how stupid do you have to be to believe that? Let's move to some of the best investment opportunities out there today, and what you recommend for asset allocation.
Given what we did, we didn't talk much about what's going on overseas, so I'll briefly touch on that overseas markets are looking very attractive as well. So without going into a lot of detail, we are pretty positive. We have a pretty positive outlook on investments. It's a great time to be an investor right now, we think. U.S. markets are looking really strong, probably still the strongest place in the world markets. However, they are more expensive in terms of buying stocks than European equities. Europe is starting to grow again. Starting to get up off the bottom. They've got some good fiscal policies that they are adhering to, and it's much, much cheaper. So although the political risks there are a little bit, despite what's going on here, the political risks overseas are a little bit more uncertain. So you have two really good things. We recommend having an over-allocation to both U.S. and foreign developed markets, with a more of an overweight to the U.S. We like emerging markets as well. They're getting their act together. It's really good all around. And the fixed income markets, we are not scared the way a lot of other people are about the fixed income markets. The Fed is raising rates, although that is already priced into the markets, as we've discussed. And the Fed only affects the short end of the yield curve. They don't affect kind of intermediate, long-term corporate bonds, the stuff that, you know, folks around the country are buying when they're investing in bonds. That's affected by supply and demand. And right now there are too many what we'll call natural buyers of longer-dated bonds, pension funds, insurance companies, sovereign wealth funds, et cetera, that are going to keep the rates down and therefore the prices up. So bonds are okay. Everything is kind of looking pretty decent, though we would overweight U.S. large cap equity if we had to choose an area.
All right, we're going to take a break. We'll come back with more with Gary Silverman and Sister Taylor.
For investors, timberland has become the symbol of safety. Global tropical timber demand continues to surge as the world's population increases. The need for managed, sustainable timber production forests has never been greater. When stock markets crash, trees keep growing. Direct ownership of fully managed tropical timberland acreage is now available to accredited investors. Prime, valuable hardwood groves close to the beautiful Costa Rican border generate and maintain superior long-term wealth. Consider visiting our forest plantations. Qualified accredited investors should go to PreciousTimberProfits.com or dial 855-888-6288 for more information. Call 855-888-6288 or visit PreciousTimberProfits.com. This announcement does not constitute either an offer to sell securities or a solicitation of an offer to purchase. Offering made by prospectus only. 855-888-6288, PreciousTimberProfits.com, PreciousTimberProfits.com.
Are you searching for a compelling speaker who can help your employees empower positive changes in their company? Then meet Stu Taylor. Stu is a true Renaissance man whose track record as a businessman, professional broadcaster, and author assisted in modifying and shaping the behavior of thousands of people. His vast experience impacts people by emphasizing the need to be proactive and consistently goal-directed in a rapidly changing, fast-paced world where information grows exponentially. Stu Taylor's passion and sincerity translates immediately to audiences. He has mesmerized groups wherever he has spoken with refreshing candor and the ability to address the issues on a level people can identify with. Get results for your organization from someone who has translated his success to thousands. Check out his website at www.stutaylor.com.
Or contact Stu Taylor at 781-860-9548.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Are you married? Do you and your husband both have term life insurance? If you both don't, you should. You have a lot to protect. Call now, get a free quote for your husband, and while you're at it, get a quote for yourself too, because you both need term life insurance. Call now. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. Rates are at all-time lows. We'll shop over 30 top-rated companies to get you the best possible rates. Term life insurance, it's the perfect way to protect the quality of your family's lifestyle. You and your husband Both need term life insurance, so call now for a free quote for the both of you. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658. 800-915-9658.
How deep in debt are you? $10,000? $15,000? Maybe even more? And every day that goes by, you know what happens. Your debt gets larger and larger and larger. Well, if you've had it with your mushrooming debt problem and the stress it is causing you, make this free call today to the Debt Solutions Network. One quick no-obligation call is all it takes for one of our partner companies to show you how they can help you get out of debt. So if you have $10,000 or more in combined debt and you want to learn how you can solve it, make this free, no-obligation call now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035.
If you are in serious debt, you have to get out of it and fast. Call my friends at the Debt Solutions Network now.
800-814-5035. 800-814-5035. Call us 24/7. 800-814-5035.
Biz Talk Radio.
You're locked into Money Matters Radio, 1120 AM WBNW.
This is John Bogle, founder of Vanguard and author of numerous books, including the recently published Enough. I've just done an interview with Stu Taylor, and we've had a lot of fun talking about the market, the insanity of the market, the problems faced by our political system and our economy, and the kinds of things that we have to really get going on to fix America, to get back to our old values.
All right, back with Gary Silverman. Gary, let me tap into a couple of things that maybe the average person doesn't sit around talking about, because they talk about the more general overview of how the economy runs. But I'm going to give you a couple of things here to address. One is the U.S. Dollar and where we stand against major currencies. Number two, this issue about the laptop ban. I mean, these sound like small issues, but they're not, which could disrupt global aviation and that industry and hurt U.S. tourism as well. Any comments on those?
Well, let's take on the dollar first. So, the greenback had a really, really strong run-up in 2016. I think most people kind of know that. They've read about that. And that makes it more expensive overseas for exporters, whatever. And if you actually looked at the earnings of companies, those with greater shares of international business actually did worse because of the strength of the dollar. So those that were local did better. Quick side note, that's one of the reasons why small caps, which tend to do less international business, did so much better than large cap last year. And it's probably one of the areas in the market that we're not as bullish about, just because they have run up so much. They've gotten a little bit expensive, the small cap side. But the dollar's been really strong. We think the dollar will continue to maintain its strength, though we're not sure it's going to get relatively much stronger. So against major currencies, and by that we're talking really about the euro and the yen. The Fed's raising rates. That's going to help the dollar get stronger, but the rates are slow, measured, and minimal. So it's not going to be that big a pressure. And the European Union is going to continue with their easy monetary policy, but they're not going any lower, so the euro is going to stabilize. I think the euro might drop a little bit further from where it is now, but not much. The yen's the wild card, because Abe's willing to do anything, including completely debasing the yen, to get growth going, and they absolutely need it. So the yen is, it's not so much a question about the dollar getting stronger, or the yen's going to get much, much weaker, I think, still before this is over. So I'd be concerned about that. That's the dollar. I think, if you're looking to go overseas, now's a great time to do it, because the dollar is relatively strong, and we think it's going to sort of stay at this level, maybe tick up a little bit, but not a lot. So great time to be to go traveling overseas, if you don't mind the risk of terrorism.
And any predicted best sectors to invest in, best stocks? You already talked about small caps. Or commodities, why don't you throw them all in? I won't ask you to add cash and real estate, but go for whatever you want here.
Sure. So the best stock recommendations, we're not stock pickers, we're asset allocators. So bottom line is that we don't really have a great stock to recommend. Though if anyone out there has got a great inside tip, we're listening. You know, but we're not stock pickers, so we don't really have a view on that. In terms of commodities, commodities have been really challenged, have been for a while. We think they will continue to be. Commodity cycles tend to go in multi-year-long cycles, you know, 5, 7, 8, 10, 12-year cycles. And it's been a tough cycle, mostly, you know, driven by oil, but not just oil. You look across the board, commodities have been really challenged. We're not loving commodities right here. The one of the things that I didn't say that is an attractive area, you reminded me when you said real estate, is infrastructure spending. We think infrastructure, it's done very, very well. It's been a great investment. It looks like it's going to continue to be a great investment. And you need to look at it as it's a 20-year investment. It's going to be good for the long term. The infrastructure of the world needs rebuilding. In the U.S., we have a major problem, but we're not the only ones. There's either, you know, you look at areas like India and China, they need infrastructure spending for growth. Europe's infrastructure is antiquated. Our infrastructure is even worse. So infrastructure is a great area to be investing in as well.
So some of the biggest dangers of the stock market, I don't consider it the most serious, because we move up and down in terms of uncertainty, and we take a look at the VIX. How does the VIX look to you, and how would you gauge the certainty versus uncertainty factor for 2017?
The VIX has been, the VIX, for folks who don't know, is a measure of the volatility of the market. It's generally considered the fear gauge. The more the VIX goes up, the greater the uncertainty about the future of the market, greater the fear. And it's been hovering, bouncing off lows and not really going anywhere for a while. I had a couple of spikes up here and there, but the VIX has been just going nowhere, which often to me is a signal of there's a problem brewing because there's complacency. Sir John Templeton, very famous investor, once very famously said, bull markets are born on pessimism, they grow on skepticism, they mature on optimism, and they die in euphoria. So I think where we are right now is that sort of mature optimism phase. The market is in a mature phase. It can still grow. There's a lot of optimism, which is why the VIX is so low. But we're going to reach that level soon where we hit the euphoria stage. VIX is going to really come down. Even though it's at a low level, it's going to kind of break through to its lows. And that's when you really have to run for the hills. Very often the market sows the seeds of its own destruction by its own success. And I think that's what's happening here. I think that's what's going on with the VIX being so very low.
All right, got to get a quick yes or no on this. Mm-hmm. Energy, pharma, defense, and materials should benefit from the new stimulus. Yes, no, you don't know.
Yes.
All right, great. I love that answer when time has run out.
All right.
Gary Silver.
Thank you, Stu.
Thank you, Gary. Blue Prairie Group, blueprairiegroup.com. It's been a pleasure, and thank you all for listening.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Biz Talk Radio.